Indiana students will take a new standardized test this spring. That's a year earlier than anticipated. The test isn't designed yet, but it has to match the state standards the state adopted to replace the Common Core. Education officials and school leaders are worried about the short turnaround. State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney joins me to explain why the sudden change in testing plans. So, first off, Claire, was this a sudden announcement?
This announcement is part of a domino effect we've been seeing over the last few months. One of the reasons the U.S. Department of Education placed a condition on our No Child Left Behind waiver is because we didn't have an assessment that tested the standards we use. Because Indiana switched from Common Core to our own standards, we didn't have a test that matched it yet. And this is why the feds are telling Glenda Ritz the state must administer a new test. So to answer your original question about whether this was sudden, yes and no. The original plan was to administer the old ISTEP this spring for reporting purposes, but also pilot a new test based around the new standards. I talked with Ritz after last week's State Board of Education meeting, and we'll listen to some tape, but she seemed surprised that this transition would not work with the feds.
We got the letter on May 1 that specifically talked about assessments. We needed to have a lot of clarification. We were hoping that our plan of transition would be acceptable. They are not willing to be flexible on the time. They are not willing to do that. And so we are bound, if we want a flexibility waiver, to do the test in 14-15.
This should not have been a surprise to her in the Indiana DOE, because I reread the letter the Fed sent her last month, and it specifically says a matching assessment to Indiana's new standards must be fully operational by 2015.
Has this new test been created, and what do we know about it?
It's still being developed, but Superintendent Ritz did say it will be more rigorous because the DOE is eliminating the multiple choice component and making students provide their own answers, which is a huge shift from what students are used to now.
So if the test is dramatically different, how are they anticipating the first year of testing will go?
There's no doubt from anybody that the scores the first year of this new test will not be good. Whenever you switch to a new test, the scores dip. And that's why Ritz, the State Board, and the Indiana Department of Education wanted to phase in the test. Schools have spent the last 4 years or so transitioning to a Common Core test, and they only have 7 months now to try and prepare kids for this test.
So if everyone expects a statewide dip in scores, what does that mean for schools and teachers?
Well, Ritz surprised a lot of members of the state board when she suggested we consider freezing the consequences of school accountability grades. As a refresher, right now, a school's ISTEP scores factor into teacher evaluations, which determine whether the teacher is eligible for a raise. It's also a huge part of how the state calculates A through F grades. And as we know, if a school gets consistently low grades, the state intervenes to help them improve. So Ritz suggested to the board they consider freezing the consequences of these bad scores, not factoring it into teacher evaluations, and having a school carry its score from the 13-14 school year rather than recalculating one with low ISTEP scores. She said if the board chooses this option, they will still calculate A through F grades and publish the scores, but would not punish schools for low scores. As of right now, though, it's not clear if this is even legal.
And when will we know the final decision on accountability?
The board is planning to have another meeting toward the end of the month to discuss it, and then the proposal to the U.S. Department of Education is due by June 30th. So if they want to have flexibility with the accountability to try and keep the No Child Left Behind waiver, it must be in that proposal.
Thanks for joining us, Claire.
Thank you.